Hello, and welcome to Champagne with Craig. We are unapologetic about loving our community and those that live here. Our goal is to focus on those that make our community amazing. We are not political. We are not judgmental. Our goal is to learn and use this platform to make us even better. Our beliefs are there is more good than bad, more positive than negative, and our glass is always half full. We support and encourage. We believe in responsibility and a simple belief in doing the right thing. We believe there's a lot more gray in the world and less black and white. We practice humility, and our definition of humility is being honest and sincerely willing to learn a few simple things from other people, having no desire to strangle them in the process. I hope you enjoy, and let's listen. Hi. Welcome to Craig with Champagne again, our Champagne with Craig podcast. Today, we're going to go off topic. I have a couple of special guests with me, and they are special to me. We're not going to talk about real estate, but one of the questions I do get asked a lot is not about real estate. It's about working with my wife. How do you work with your wife all day long and then come home at night, and how do we handle that? Well, I have my wife, Liz, here, but I also brought in somebody else. I also brought in my office manager, Allison Nickerson, because she's the mediator, and she's the one here that's going to be able to keep us straight. And Allison, you have to promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of how our days go and how we handle it.
All right.
Welcome, Liz.
Welcome.
Welcome, Allison.
Hi.
I guess we start with being simple. It does present some challenges, a husband and wife working together. Liz, what would you think that some of those challenges are? What do you like about it? Let's start there. Let's start on a positive note. Don't like, I'm afraid to even ask that question, but...
What do I like about it? I like that we both have similar interest. We share that interest in what we do for people every day in real estate. It does give us lots to talk about. That's the good and the bad. I like what we do. I like what we do for our clients. I like how we run our business. And I like our interaction with each other and our agents and our office staff. Those are all things that I think are great positives, and that we can influence a lot of people with what we do on a day-to-day basis.
Do you think we have, me and you, a different way to influence people?
Absolutely.
How do you think I do it? Don't laugh, Allison.
I don't know if it's just a different way of influencing people, but it's just a different way of working. I think we work in very different ways. You're kind of the big picture, leader of the pack, cheerleader, motivator.
Cheerleader. I've never been called a cheerleader before.
And I think I'm more of the...
You were a cheerleader.
Yeah, but not in this role. I think I am the... I'm the rules. The stricter, this is, you know, the small details. Are we doing things right? Are we doing things legally, ethically? I know we are, but I'm kind of more behind the scenes, and you're definitely in center stage.
Allison, would you say that is an accurate assessment of our roles, or what do you think our roles are?
Absolutely. I think you are more of a big picture, like, we're going to go to Disneyland, and Liz is, how are we going to get to Disneyland?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Imagine that.
I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, there's a lot that has to happen if we get to Disneyland. Just to let people know, we have different roles. I do the advertising and marketing in our company, and Allison does a significant amount. Through the years, which is 10 now, that you have witnessed Miss Liz and Mr. Craig work side by side, What challenges has that created for you? Now, be honest, because if there's one person's job in the world that's not in jeopardy, it's Allison's.
Well, that's good. I don't know that it's necessarily a challenge, but I think it's different when you work for people who are married or live together, because you don't see what goes on behind the scenes. So you could have had a huge argument the night before and come in, and I don't know about that, and I'm happy as can be, and nobody else is. I mean, I guess it happens with everybody, but now I've got two of you in the same situation, not just one.
How often do you think that's happened over the 10-year period?
3 times.
Really? That few?
Oh, I bet. I couldn't put it all on one hand.
We're really good at hiding it, aren't we?
And I've been with other husband and wife teams, and it happens a lot more. So I will give you guys huge props on that, honestly, without fear of losing my job, because you don't bring it here very often. You bring more of the positive of the family here than a negative.
Do you find it hard to work with me?
And sometimes.
Sometimes. That's okay. That's the answer I want.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Why is that?
Because we think differently. I think anybody...
You're entitled to your wrong opinion.
I think anybody that said any differently, it's hard to work with people. Because you're always going to have disagreements. I don't think it's any harder to work with you than it would be to work with anybody else. But we process things differently. We think differently. We have different ideas. We have different ways to get from A to B. And we're not always on the same page.
I could agree with that. When we do disagree, and even though it's been on maybe one hand or something like that, how do you think we handle it? I mean, I don't think we've really had many, I can't remember a blow up. Can you?
No.
Like a complete blow up like sometimes husbands and wife have in front of the children. We haven't had that here in front of the children at the office yet.
What was the question again?
Maybe she should be fired. I don't know. I mean, don't you pay attention to their boss or what?
Yes. How do you handle it? Was that your question?
Yeah.
Well, I think you have different ways of handling it. Like, you both handle things very differently.
What are those?
Oh, goodness. Liz goes and does something that she likes. She goes home and walks Hank or does something. I don't know. I mean, I'm not home. I'm guessing that's what she's doing. And you just go on to the next thing. We're just next problem. We're fixing it.
Maybe. What do you do when you go home?
Walk Hank.
You walk Hank?
Get away from you.
I remember it was really when we first started, and we were really just feeling our way through marketing and messages and all that kind of stuff. And we were sitting on the back porch of our house having a glass of wine. And I learned how to look up in our website how many people have visited and hit and all that kind of stuff. And I remember looking at you and like saying, is there like 100-something thousand people that have hit our website? And you looked up and smiled and said, looks like the shit works. And I think that's kind of the way I feel about working with you.
Looks like the shit
it
works.
It looks like the shit works.
There you go.
Yeah, we do look at things. I feel like we look at things very differently. But I don't think we look at things differently from a perspective of ethics, morality, what is the right thing to do. I think we look at things differently that our experiences from you being a realtor for, I'm not going to say how long time, and me just being in business and not necessarily a realtor, I think there's different lenses that we look through looking at our business that we own together.
I don't know that we look at things differently. We look at different things.
Like, okay, like what?
We look at different things. I look at the small details, day-to-day nuts and bolts.
I'm a detailed person.
You don't. You're fired for lying.
That's what I think. We look at different things. Most things we see the same. Most, it's just what we focus on are totally, not totally different things, but usually different parts of our business.
I think what's really cool sometimes is, of course, we have the same friends. I mean, Liz and I have the same friends that we go do stuff with. And how often they'll ask you a question and I'm not there. And then they'll ask me the same question later and they'll say, well, that's what Liz said. Well, I'm like, well, why didn't you listen to her and ask, why'd you ask me? That we do have a core value of the same, whether it's service, whether it's, I don't even know what all the different things that we do. Again, my details. I know what we want to have happen, and I think that our core values are pretty much that together.
Pretty much so. Which
oh,
makes
absolutely.
Sense. Definitely makes sense. We're married, so our core values should be similar.
And just, I mean, I've been around a long time. The way you've raised your kids, you obviously have the same value system to make them successful, productive, kind young ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We didn't mean to get into our kids. I maybe should have brought the kids in and asked them their perspective on working together, because I know we've ruined a lot of dinners.
I'm not sure
dinners.
We have enough time for that.
And because we do take work home.
Mm-hmm. That's the negative.
Yeah.
Like, how do you handle that? I'm going to ask the question now. Like, do you sit down and say, okay, at the dinner table, we're not going to discuss real estate. We can
sometimes.
Do it before. We can do it after, but we're not doing it. We're having a nice dinner.
Probably not often enough.
We now that it's just the two of us, not as often as we used to, but we, you know, the kids got tired of hearing about it. And at the same time, then what do we talk about? We can't talk about our work days anymore, whereas most couples can come home and talk about what they did at work because they're not together. So you have to find other things to talk about.
I think that's the biggest challenge, is at home at night, because our jobs aren't 9-to-5 jobs, and we are continually working. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like we're digging a ditch working all night long, but answering texts or emails or calls, negotiating contracts, whatever it might be, we're continually doing that. So it's hard to officially break away from that in the evening. And sometimes all of us are just tired of working that day. I think that's when probably I get I'm the crappiest, is when I run out of words and I'm tired. I think if I could improve something, I would like to improve that part of it, to tell you I'm out of words and I'm tired. I think that would go a long way. Now, for everybody to understand whether she listens to me or not, that's a whole other topic and story and a whole other discussion with a therapist and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think it's probably hard too, because you also work with different clients. So it's not like you're working on the same thing at night. Liz could have a client at 7 o'clock at night and you're ready to have a glass of wine. You don't have that same client.
Right.
So it's, you know, if I'm working on real estate at 6 o'clock at night, my friends are mad at just me, not.
That's true. And a lot of realtors have that issue going home to their non-realtor spouse, because they don't understand that sometimes you can't put your phone away. And so that's, I think, can also cause problems in relationships with one realtor and one non-realtor. So in some ways, we understand each other a little bit better than some couples that are one of them's involved in this business. Because it can be, you know, difficult when you're nights and weekends and all times, you can seem distracted, but really you're just trying to take care of your clients.
My biggest plus, I think, I'm going to go through a couple of them. My biggest plus is I've learned a lot from you about being a residential realtor. My background was nothing of the sorts of residential real estate, and I was, I guess, fairly naive, thinking that my real estate experience would translate into residential real estate, and it's vastly different, let's just say.
Yes.
Yep.
And I've actually learned a tremendous amount from both of you. I go to you often for counsel, not and thoughts that that I respect what you're thinking and how you're thinking and why you're thinking it. And I think it's allowed our work relationship to get this far, because quite frankly, you're a better realtor than I am. I had to come hard out of my mouth, but you're an outstanding realtor.
Thank you.
And I've been your student to a certain degree. And I'm thankful for that. I wish, when people ask, how is it to work together? It's like, now we don't know any other way.
Right.
You know, I think it would be weird if we didn't work together now. And I didn't have that part to fall back on. Even though the falling back is irritating at times for both of us, and the dinner conversations about real estate are, well, sometimes you just want them to be over. But I've been answering the question that people ask me, what is it like to work with your spouse? How do you do it? I think I would answer that now. I don't know how I would do it without working with her.
Yeah. It's just normal.
Is it normal?
And we don't spend 24/7 together either. We might both be in the office. We might both be on appointments, but we're not physically together all day. So that there might, part of that question is, you know, we do work together. We work in the same industry. We work in the same office, but we are not 100% glued to the hip all day long, every day, which is probably for the best.
Definitely for the best.
Yep.
Allison, your last and final parting shot, that we're going to hopefully work together for a while longer here.
So I hit the Powerball tonight.
Do you have any suggestions for the two of us?
No, and I would really say that with you guys as the head of the team and being a family, that it kind of makes all of us become a family. You're like the mom and dad with all your crazy children running around. Not in a disciplinary way, but more of a leadership way of, you have, Craig, you have lots more business building experience, and Liz has lots of real estate experience. And so you bring those together to the team as more of a family kind of thing. That's what I like about it, is we are a family.
We are.
One big family.
One big, you couldn't say it. You couldn't get it. She couldn't get it out of her mouth. Allison, did you hear that? I'm happy to say happy.
We're a tad dysfunctional.
Mostly functional family.
Yes.
We do affectionately call ourselves the I Am a Misfit Children. So.
But somehow it works.
Somehow it all works. And I know it's not for everybody, but I'm glad it is for me.
Absolutely.
So to answer that question, this is a short podcast. Hopefully it was fun. Hopefully you'll laugh a little bit and understand us a little better. But those are how a husband and wife seem to operate in operating a business together, raising a family together, both at work and at home. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I'll see you on the other side. It's Champagne with Craig. Have a good day.